面，我们今年都在看以弗所书。
So, and this is also part of the book of Ephesians. This year we've been going through Ephesians.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你给我们何等大的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. This is such a great grace that you have given us.
你救赎我们，使我们心眼得看见。
You have saved us, and that our eyes of our soul will be able to see.
看见你的荣耀。
To see your glory.
看见我们自己的不配
and to see our own unworthiness.
我们也求主你借着今天我们在我们当中受浸的弟兄姐妹
and Lord also bless those who are being baptized today.
借着他们的见证，也让我们再一次看到主你是一位奇妙的主
and through their testimony, let us see what a miraculous God you are.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天在我们当中呢，有五位的弟兄姐妹要受洗。
And there are five brothers and sisters among us to be baptized today.
我就想借着这一个机会呢，跟大家来看以弗所书，讲到福音。
So that's why I want to take this opportunity to lead you to look through the book of Ephesians and to take a look at the gospel.
我不晓得你们对福音是一个怎么样的一个印象。
I don't know what kind of impression does the gospel leave on you.
圣经讲说福音是神的大能。
And the Bible refers to the gospel as the great power of God.
这个大能并不是只是一个知识。
And this power is not limited to knowledge.
这个大能不是只是一个观念的改变。
And this power is not only a translation of your thoughts.
这个大能是生命的改变。
But this power is a transformation of your life.
所以呢，今天等一下会有很多见证啊，每个人五位弟兄姐妹都会给他们的见证啊。
So in a little while, we're going to hear a lot of testimonies, and five brothers and sisters. They are all going to give you their testimonies.
我们要见证就是我们主耶稣基督福音的大能。
And what they are going to testify is the great power of Jesus Christ.
罗马书一章十六节。
So in Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我不以福音。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是神的大能。
Because it is the power of God that brings salvation.
在罗马书就讲得很清楚，我不以福音为耻，这福音乃是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
So it has been written very clearly in the book of Romans that I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to many.
我回想我以前在还没信主之前。
So looking back to my own life before I was converted.
很多事情我都不会意识到。
There are many things that I wouldn't ring a bell in my mind.
但那一天我听到福音，我愿意接受的时候，马上有一个东西改变了。
However, on that day when I heard the gospel and when I make the decision to accept it, all of a sudden something changed in my life.
我里面就忽然间能够看得到我里面的黑暗。
And all of a sudden, I was able to see the darkness within me.
眼睛打开，像刚刚唱的那首诗歌，从前瞎眼的得以看见。
So just like what we just said, my eyes were opened, and then before I was blind, but now that I can see.
所以我们今天要从这个以弗所书来看神这一个福音的大能。
So today we're going to look through the book of Ephesians to see the gospel, the great power of the gospel.
一章十九节讲到说这是一个何等浩大的能力。
And chapter 1 verse 19 is talking about the surpassing greatness of this power.
这个能力是何等的浩大。
This power is surpassing.
然后接着接下来的两节他说这是远超过一切有能的。
And the following two verses, it says this power actually surpasses every kind of power.
什么叫做一切有能的？
What does it mean to every power?
就是在地上天上所有有能的这个能力，神所要赐的能力超过这一切。
So it's referring to that any power that exists in heavens and earth, God's power actually surpassed all of them.
今天我们社会世界很担心这个世界的能量不够用。
So nowadays, our society is always worried about that we don't have enough power to sustain this whole community.
昨天那个哈佛打球的时候，有一群的这个学生坐在球场的中间，不让他们打球。
So yesterday, yesterday the Harvard was playing a ball game.
跟耶鲁大学打。
Was playing the ball game against the University of Yale. And there were a group of students sitting on the court, and objecting, kind of obstructing their play.
他们就是说，这个世界的能量不够用，你们不要再研究这方面的东西啊。
And they were saying that we are already going to a stage which lacks power this entire world. So you should stop studying this useless technologies.
所以有很多人会觉得说能力不够。
So a lot of people would feel that they lack they lack ability.
那我的孩子其中一个有一天晚上睡不着觉。
One of my children, he was insomnic one night.
他告诉我说，我总是把东西忘记了。
And he told me that I'm so forgetful.
明天早上呢，我又会忘记同一件事情。
And I'm pretty sure that next morning I'm going to forget the same thing again.
然后我们就会安慰他说，你不要担心。爸爸妈妈会帮你记得。
And we try to comfort him. Don't worry. Your mom and your dad are going to remember this for you.
他还是照样哭。
But he still he couldn't stop crying.
他说爸爸妈妈也会忘记。
He said that even you, my parents, you're going to forget too.
原来他在短短的这个人生里头已经经历到他的能力不足，他爸爸妈妈的能力也不足。
So in his very short life, he has already experienced that the lack of his own ability and also the insufficiency of his parents' ability.
很多时候我们会发现我们自己的能力不足。
And many a time that we would find that we lack ability too.
我们在这个家庭的生活里面，当人家一激怒我们的时候，我们发现我们没办法控制。
In our family life, when we are irritated, we found that we are actually unable to control ourselves.
我们的能力不足。
And we don't have enough ability.
你会发现到说，神说他在福音里头要赐给我们的一个力量，是何等浩大的能力。
But you can see that through the gospel, what a great power God is going to give us.
要超过一切有能的。
That surpasses every power.
要超过一切。一切的能力
that surpasses any ability or any power in this world. In this world,
我们心中渴慕一个我们的渴慕一个能力，让我们能够不再犯错。
In our heart, we long for this ability, this power that prevents us from sin again.
我们渴慕一个能力，在下一次的时候跟这个配偶这个吵起来的时候，我们有一个能力能够平静下来。
And we pray for this power that next time when we fall into this quarrel with our spouse, we can have the power to stop.
我们渴慕一个能力，下一次遇到一个诱惑，坐在这个电脑面前的时候，我能够不再去看一些不该看的东西。
And we pray for this power. We long for this power that next time when we sit in front of the monitor of a computer, we have this ability to refrain from looking at inappropriate content.
他在这里说，福音的大能是一个浩大的能力，是超过一切有能的。
And in this verse, it's talking about this great power of salvation of gospel is surpassing any power.
我们在没有能力的时候，没有办法不发脾气的时候，我们尽量找其他的方式来帮助我们不再发脾气。
When we lack this power, we resort to other means to prevent us, to stop us from having a temper.
我们在别人后面喜欢讲闲话的时候，我们巴不得有一个方式让我们不再讲闲话。
When we want to gossip behind others' back, we long for this power to help us stop gossiping.
我们用各种各样的方式帮助我们不再去犯错。
And using through various means and approaches, we try to prevent us from making mistakes.
我们希望有一种方法或者有一个人 或者某某的啊，我们还没有结婚的，我们希望有一个人能够爱我，爱到我有力量能够过我的生活。
And we crave for this approach. We long for so if we are not yet married, we crave for this this specific person who can prevent us, who can love us to such an extent that we will not sin anymore.
我们希望能够在书本上面找到一个方式，能够给我们有能力来教导我们的小孩，让小孩有能力能够改过他，改变他的坏习惯。
And we hope that through reading a book, the book is actually going to tell us a method, a miraculous method, that our children following this method will no longer be a naughty child.
以弗所书说有一个能力是超过一切的能力，超过你在书本上可以找得到的能力，超过你人可以想出来的方法的能力。
In the book of Ephesians, it's saying, it's referring to this power, this great power that surpasses any power. And with this, you are no longer need any other power.
我们看，这个能力首先是在基督里。
So this power primarily, in the first place, resides in Jesus.
它是运行在基督里。
And it's exerted through Jesus.
这是在第一章二十节到二十一节，我们一起来念这段经文。
So, chapter one, verses twenty to twenty-one.
啊，英文是从十九节开始。
From 19 to 21, according to the English version.
我们一起来，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右。在以弗所书一章二十到二十一节讲到说有一个能力是在基督里的能力。
So, from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 20 to 21, this power is within Jesus.
这个能力在基督身上所运行的这个大能大力是从死里复活的能力。
And this power is when he was raised from the dead.
这个能力是叫基督从死里复活之后能够坐在天上、啊、坐在神的右边。
And this power not only raised Jesus from the dead, but also seated him at his right hand, at God's right hand in the heavenly realm.
这个能力是叫基督能够超过一切执政掌权有能主治一切有名不但是今世连来世的、啊、都超过了。
And this power enabled Jesus to far surpass all principality and authority and might and lordship and every name named, not only in this age, but also in the coming one.
他在这里讲的说，这个能力超过在这个世界里头的任何的一个能力。
And it's actually talking about this power surpasses any power that resides in this world.
你看这个星球大战、啊、
When you look at Star Wars,
星球大战有讲那种能源，是不是
？It's talking about force, right?、
啊、大家都很崇拜这个能源，你只要跟这个能源接上了，你可以、做很多的事情。
And this force is widely worshipped. If you are connected to the force, then you are enabled to do many things.
好像下一部电影又要出来了、啊、
And I see that a new movie is coming out, right?
我们都很羡慕。我们都希望那个电影基本上是我们内心里面能够跟这个能源接上。
And we actually envy this power because in this movie, we also, if we're in this movie, we also want to be connected to the force.
但是圣经讲的能源不是这个世界的能源让我们接上去的。
However, the power that the Bible talks about is not the force, is not something belong to this world that we want to connect it to.
那乃是在基督里。是超越这一切世上所有的。
But in Jesus Christ, it actually surpasses everything existing in this world.
这能力首先运行在基督里。
In the first place, this power is exerted through Jesus Christ.
如今呢，运行在基督徒的身上。
But now also resides in Christians.
我们在这里、第三章十七跟二十节我们一起来念。
Chapter 3 verses 17 and 20.
打在上面的我们一起来念。 使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，神能照应许。有没有注意到，在当我们读到第一章的时候，他讲到说，那运行在基督里面的大能大力。
Have you noticed that in chapter 1, it's talking about this power who first is in Jesus Christ?
到了第三章的时候，他说这个大力是在哪里？在我们里头运行的。
And continuing to chapter 3, where this is power goes, it actually is running within us.
在第一章的那里，在运行基督，在基督里面运行的大能大力是超越一切的。
And in first chapter, this power that works through Jesus Christ surpasses everything.
而到了第三章，在这里，神要的运行的大能大力在我们心中，也是要充充足足的要成就一切。
And in chapter 3, God, the power from God which runs within us is going to fill us, to fill us with the fullness of God.
为什么
Why?
为什么我们需要这个能力
Why do we need this power?
刚刚我们稍微讲了一些
So we have already covered a little bit just now.
因为我们是个罪人
Because we're sinners.
我们是罪人
We are sinners.
在以弗所书里头讲到说我们的光景乃是死在过犯罪恶之中
In the book of Ephesians, it said that we are dead in sin.
我们是没有指望的
And there is no hope for us.
什么叫死
What is death?
他接下来说他我们这些罪人向着神的光景是什么呢
He continued that to God, what is our situation?
我们是悖逆的
We are disobedient.
我们是不愿意跟神有任何关系的
We refuse to have any relationship with God.
你发现到说我们罪人第一个反应就是我们不愿意跟这个神亲近
And you will notice that the first reaction of our sinners is that we don't want to get too close to God.
你有小孩的话，你会注意到小孩慢慢懂事之后，他们到一个年龄，好像大家都在还没有生出来之前都交代好的，就开始说 no。
So if you have kids, you will find that when they grow up to a certain age, they probably have this this consensus even before they were born that they started to say no.
你开始怀疑他们在生前是不是开过会。
And you probably start to wonder if they actually held this meeting before they were born.
本身的人的个性到他们开始明白的时候有能力的时候他们就开始有一个悖逆
And it's in their innate personality when they grow up to a certain age that the rebellion start to manifest in their personalities.
然后你会发现到说慢慢的好像善善事好的事情很难做，坏的事情很容易做。
And little by little, you would notice that they actually it's pretty hard. It's getting more and more difficult for them to do the good things, but it's easy for them to do the bad things.
我不晓得你有没有跟人家谈过，在你认识的人当中，有没有有一个人活从小到大，他就发现到说我很难做坏事，总是想要做好事的。
Have you ever had a discussion with other people that someone actually said, since I was born, it's pretty hard for me to do bad things, but it's easy for me to do good things.
不管你的坏事的标准在哪里，我先不谈这个，好事的标准在哪里，每一个人里头，你发现他们讲到要行善的时候都没有能力。
Regardless of whether your standard of what is a bad thing, I'm not talking yet about what is a standard for a good thing, you will find that this power lacks in you, this ability to do good lacks in yourself.
你会发现到每一个人都一样。如果你找到有一个人发现做坏事真的很难，做好事他就偏偏要做的，告诉我，我想认识他。
And you will find that actually this is universally difficult for everyone. If ever you can find someone who feels doing bad is very difficult, but doing good is very simple, please do let me know. Because we, towards God, we are sons of disobedience.
远离神的,
and we try to run away from God.
无知的,
and we are ignorant.
我们对神无知
We are ignorant to God.
我们也不想认识神
And we don't even have this desire to know God.
向着世界是怎么样的一个情况呢
And to the world, what is our situation?
以弗所书告诉我们， 我们乃是喜欢随从这个世上的风俗。
The epistle of Ephesians tells us that we want to follow the world.
我们喜欢顺从这天上执政掌权的恶者。
And we want to follow the evil one who is the who has the authority who reigns over this world.
我们发现我们总是跟着世上的风俗在走。
And we find that almost every time we want to follow the world.
我们很难有能力能够逆风而行。
And indeed, it's really hard for us to work against this world.
内心是怎么光景呢？
And how about our status within?
内心是放纵私欲。
We give up to sensuality.
放纵私欲，这里私欲就是讲到自己的欲望，自己想做什么就做什么。
The sensuality actually refers to our innate desire. Whatever we want to do, we just do it.
这个问题一直都存在的。
And this is a persisting problem.
青少年跟父母的这个争执也都在这里。我想做什么都就做什么，为什么你拦住我？
The quarrel, the conflict between the teenagers and their parents is an ageless problem. I want to do this. Why are you trying to stop me?
我们人跟神的这个关系也是一样的。我们想做什么就是什么，为什么神要规定我怎么做？
And similar to the relationship between humankind and also God. We want to do whatever we want to do. Why do you want to stop us?
我们整个人是跟着我们的这个欲望跟我们的这个情欲而走的。
And our whole being actually follows our desire and our sensuality.
这个时代已经变成说，我想做男的就做男的，想做女的就做女的。
And this world has already corrupted to, if you want to be a guy, be a guy. If you want to be a lady, a woman, be a woman.
这情欲甚至超越了我们这个人身体的一个科学所应该自然的一个结论，我们都要把它越过去。
And this sensuality has already surpassed this predestined sexual orientation to us, and we want to do whatever we want to do.
贪心、污秽。
And also be greedy and practice impurity.
贪心、污秽、污秽听起来很不好听，但是我们不喜欢纯的东西，我们内心里面总是不纯。
Impurity, filthiness, in our heart is filled with impurity.
我们爱我们的儿女，诗歌说，世上最伟大的爱就是妈妈的爱，但是妈妈爱儿女也有很多不纯的地方。
And the song sings that the greatest love in this world is the love from a mom to her children. But even the mother's love is insufficient.
我们结婚的时候，我们想象我们对对方的爱是最纯的，那你知道结了婚之后发现有很多自私的地方，我们都是不纯的。
When we got married, we thought that our love towards our spouses are the purest, but there are still a lot of impurity. This love is contaminated.
我们就在这个私欲、这个污秽当中，我们渐渐变坏。
And in this selfishness, in this impurity, we deteriorate, we are corrupted.
总结一句就是死在过犯、罪恶之中。
So in summary, we are dead in sin.
死在过犯、罪恶之中。
We are dead in sin.
福音的能力是什么能力呢？
What is the power of gospel?
我们刚刚也说了，它乃是在运行在基督里。这个的大能大力。
We've already covered just now. This is the gospel power in Christ.
它是从死里复活的大能。
And this is the power of resurrection.
它是坐在天上超越一切恶者的大能。
And this is the power that over the devil.
当你到以弗所书第二章的时候，你会发现到说，基督就使我们从死里复活。
And in chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, you will see that it is Jesus Christ who enabled us to resurrect.
你读到第二章的时候，你发现基督就使我们坐在天上。
And in chapter 2, you find that it is Jesus Christ who made us to be able to sit on the thrones in heaven.
第一章是耶稣基督从死里复活，坐在天上。
So in chapter 1, it is Jesus Christ himself resurrected and being seated in heaven.
这个运行在基督里的这个大能使他从死里复活坐在天上的到了第二章的时候就来到我们生命当中让我们在死在过犯罪恶中的人能够活过来。
So this power which was exerted through Christ enabled him and seated him in the heaven. So in chapter 2, the same power exerted through us that we were able to sit on the throne with him in heaven.
这在第一章的这个大能叫基督坐在天上超越一切执政掌权的到了第二章的时候他也叫我们活过来坐在天上与基督一同坐在天上。
So in the first chapter, this power is seated on the throne in heaven and to win over all the principality, all the authority, being the king of the entire universe. The same power in chapter 2 enabled us to sit together with him on the throne in heaven and to have the authority over the evil ones.
所以运行在基督里的大能如今在信主的人身上生命当中也在里头。
So this power exerted through Jesus Christ also runs within us who believe in his name.
这是什么意思呢？这就是第一章二十三节讲的。
What is the meaning of that? It's actually written in chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
在第一章他讲到说神的能力何等浩大，讲完了这个能力之后，就讲到说教会是基督的身体，基督乃是要充满整个教会。
So chapter 1 talks about how great is the power of our Lord, and he continues that the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那这个教会就在基督的充满之下就经历了这个死里复活的大能。
And this church, with the fullness of Jesus, has experienced this great power of resurrection.
这个教会在基督的充满之下就经历了那坐在天上超越一切执政掌权的这一个大能。
And this church, experiencing this fullness of Jesus Christ, actually has this power to surpass all principality and authorities.
第三章十九节。
In chapter 3, verse 19.
他说并知道这爱是超越一切人所能测度的便叫神一切所充满了你们。
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
那段经文讲到说我们因为信耶稣基督的缘故因为认识到神的爱的缘故这爱超过一切人所能测度的然后借着这爱神一切所充满的就充满了我们。
And it is to say, because of we know Jesus Christ, and because of his love, that to know the love of Christ, that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God.
所以信耶稣是怎么回事？
So what does it mean to believe in Christ?
当你看到自己死在过犯罪之中的时候，没有能力的时候。
When you see that you are powerless when you die in sin.
当你看到耶稣基督钉在十字架上，然后胜过死亡，他坐在天上的那个大能的时候
，When you see this great power, even after being crucified on the cross, Jesus resurrected and was enthroned in heaven.
我们来到神面前，告诉神说：“我实在是个罪人。”
And we come before the Lord and saying, confessing that indeed we are sinners.
我靠自己不行。
I cannot rely on myself.
我需要耶稣基督来拯救我。
Please save me, Jesus Christ.
我需要耶稣基督那复活的大能。
I need this resurrection great power from Jesus.
来充满我。
To fill me.
充满我，叫我也能够有能力，能够活过来。
To fill me that I can also have this power to live again.
充满我，叫我有这个能力。能够胜过一切的恶者的诱惑。
To fill me that I can have this power to resist this temptation from the evil one.
所以每一个基督徒，我们当我们信主的那一刻，我们就成为他的教会，我们就成为基督所充满的人。
So every Christian, when we were converted at this moment, we became part of his church, and we became part of what is filled with him.
这超越执政掌权者的这个能力就已经 借着基督在我们里面。
This power that surpasses all principality and all authority already resides in us.
五章十八节。
5:18。
他说：“不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。”
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
很多时候，我们读到这段经文的时候，我们有很多想象力。
So when we read this verse, we use a lot of imagination.
但是如果你从以弗所书在那里从它的整卷书来看的时候，就不难了解它在讲什么。
But reading in the context of the entire book of Ephesians, it's actually not too difficult to find the meaning of it.
一个人喝醉，喝酒喝醉的时候
，When someone is drunk,
他里面。心里面想的什么东西都跑出来了，是不是？
Whatever is in his heart would spill out, right?
有一次有一个小孩，他到了他的亲戚家，然后他的这个他的亲戚不晓得是叔叔还是伯伯，就喝醉酒了。喝醉酒之后讲了一大堆很淫乱的这种的话出来。
So once there was a child going to his uncle's.Home, and after his uncle was drunk, he couldn't control himself and just spell out all kinds of obscene remarks.
然后孩子的妈妈看到这个情况，就把小孩子带走。
So the mom, seeing this, took the child away.
孩子的妈妈就告诉孩子说：“你要记得一件事情。”
And she reminded this child.
那个从嘴巴里面出来的。一定是事先已经跑进去的。
Whatever comes out of one's mouth has already come into his heart.
也就是说，你喝醉酒的时候，你是随性，你内心里面的感觉就随便发挥出来了。
So it is to say that when you are drunk, you actually just follow your own heart. Whatever is in you will be spilled out.
这就跟以弗所书所讲的。他说我们罪人是死在过犯罪恶之中没有能力我们只是放纵肉体的私欲我们随从肉体的私欲而走的。
So it is consistent with the message in the book of Ephesians that we sinners, we just follow our own carnal body, we just follow our own sinful nature.
圣灵充满什么意思?
What is to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
在三章十六节这么说。
In chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们爱心的爱心有根有基。
That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being.So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
我们罪人若没有神，我们就像在醉中，酒中醉了一样，我们就放荡，我们就随从自己的私欲，要做什么就做什么。
We sinners, without God, we would actually just indulge ourselves in our sinner self, and we would do anything that we want.
有了神的灵，神的灵。就将神的力量赐下，叫我们内心的力量刚强起来。
However, with the Spirit, with God's Spirit, we can have the power from God, and that we will be strengthened by this power.
这是透过我们在基督里面的信靠。
This is through our faith in Christ.
而耶稣基督住在我们生命里头。
And also His indwelling in us.
叫我们的爱心有根有基的。也有力量
That our love can actually have power and be rooted.
圣灵充满是什么意思?
What is the meaning of being filled with the Holy Spirit?
就是加拉太书第五、第六章所说的。
It's according to the book of Galatians chapter 5 and 6.
我们不要顺从肉体的情欲而走。
That we don't conform to the carnal lust of our body.
我们乃是要顺从神的灵。
But to obey the Spirit of God.
世上的酒不会给你力量，只让你随从自己的私欲走。
The wine of the world is not going to empower you, but it's only going to make you to follow your sinful nature.
只有在神的灵里面有那复活的大能，借着耶稣基督，有那坐在至高高天超越一切执政掌权的这一个能力。
But only the power of our Lord, who is from above and who surpasses everything, can give us this power.
我们在他里面，借着我们信耶稣基督。
And from it, we also see that through our faith in Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督来到我们生命里头。
Through the incoming, the indwelling of Jesus Christ in our life.
圣灵就在我们内心里面赐给我们力量。
That the Holy Spirit can give us power.
我们可以刚强起来。
That we can be strengthened.
这是我们为什么要信。
This is why we need to believe.
这是为什么我们要做基督徒。
And this is why we have to be Christians.
不要忘了这一点。
And do not ever forget this.
不要总是觉得说我做了基督徒我还是没力量。
And don't ever think that even after being a Christian, I still lack power.
所以为什么以弗所书一直告诉那些属神的人说你们要撇弃过去的行为。
This is why in the book of Ephesians, Paul reminded the Christians, you have to leave your behaviors in the past.
你们已经是不一样的。
You are new beings.
你们行事为人要按着那个蒙召的恩，要与那蒙召的恩相称。
And whatever you do should be consistent with the grace that you have been called upon.
因为神已经赐下这个大能。
Because God has already given you this great power.
你要经历这个大能吗？
And you have to experience this power.
我们就需要顺服。
Only through obedience can we experience it.
在以弗所书五章。
In book of Ephesians chapter 5.
14节这么说。
Verse 14.
他说你这睡着的人当醒来从死里复活。基督就光照你。
Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
那是对基督徒说的。
And it's talking to Christians.
对基督徒说的，基督徒已经是从死里复活，有一个新生命的人。但是他在这里提醒他们说，你不要睡着了，你是已经醒来的，你要从死里复活，基督已经光照了你。
So Christians, they already have this new life, but it's reminding them that do not doze off, O sleepers. You have to wake up and stay awake, and because Christ will shine on you.
我们要行在光明中。
And so that's why we have to walk in the light.
这是神给我们这个福音。
This is the gospel from our Lord.
这是一个大能的福音。
And this is a gospel with huge power.
你在以弗所书谈到这个被充满的时候，神要充满我们的就这一个圣灵 圣父圣子圣灵所要充满的这个福音的大能。
And this is the great power from the Holy Father, the Spirit, and Jesus Christ to fill us to the fullness.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你给我们何等大的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. What a great grace that you have given us.
我们在这里，我们今天要歌颂你。
Lord, today we want to come here and to worship you.
因为我们看见主你的救赎大能在我们每一个人的生命当中是真实的。
Because we see that your salvation power in every one of our life, it is true.
我们今天也为这在我们当中五位弟兄姐妹要受尽的，我们向你感谢。
And Lord, we also want to give our thanks to you for five brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized among us.
他们认识了你。
Lord, they have come to know you.
他们也信靠了你。
And they have come to believe in you.
你的灵也在他们内心当中成为他们的力量。
And your spirit have given them the strength in their hearts.
这个力量乃是从死里复活的力量。
And this power is going to enable them to resurrect.
这力量乃是使他们能够坐在天上超越一切执政掌权者的力量。
And this power gives them this power to win over all principality and authority to be seated on the heavens.
所以我们求主你帮助我们能够站稳。
And Lord, help us to stand firm.
让我们能够穿戴全副的军装，在磨难的日子能够抵挡仇敌。
that we can put on the whole armor of God and this persecution that we can fend off the evil ones.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，接下来呢，我们有敬礼。
Next, we're going to have baptism.
小心啊。我们有五位的弟兄姐妹在我们当中。
And five brothers and sisters among us.
那他们会先上来做见证。做完见证之后，我们就一位一位的给他们施洗。
And first they're going to come up to give their testimonies, and afterwards, one by one, we're going to baptize them.